This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For a look at how the livestock markets are doing this week, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Well, nervous, very nervous overall, particularly in the beef complex. After seeing a couple of weeks where the cash price pushed $3 to $4 higher back-to-back weeks, certainly pushing the futures market higher to new all-time highs, but can we sustain this level? That's the big question. And I know after the Father's Day weekend in June, we had better grilling demand than expected, so retailers are very aggressive in restocking their shelves. And the trade's still waiting to see how the retailers, how aggressive they're going to be in restocking their shelves after the 4th of July. Typically, this is a time when demand trails off, but we're having, because it's too hot to barbecue, but we're having a very mild summer thus far over much of the country east of the Rocky Mountains. So that should be increasing barbecue demand. Monday's beef demand by retailers was very routine for a Monday, really didn't show much. Really looking for the Tuesday-Wednesday data. I think that'll give us a better test and a better indicator of that demand, because ultimately we have to have that consumer demand. Export demand for beef for 2014 so far is the second best on record, second only to last year. So that's been very good, but we need that domestic demand sector. And right now, traders are very nervous at these price levels when we typically are making a seasonal correction lower.
With the export demand so high, are we going to have a problem with the smallest cattle herd that we've seen in years? Are we going to have a problem being able to supply export demand as well as domestic demand if domestic demand picks up a little bit?
That's the concern, and that's what's really driven prices to this level where we find ourselves now, is that combination, because we simply don't have the supplies. The question is whether we can continue, if these prices have rationed that demand or slowed down that demand enough to balance it with the supply we have. We know from the cold storage reports we're continuing to draw down the supplies in the freezer, and you can only do that for so long. So it's a job of the marketplace to find a price high enough to shut off that demand or slow down that demand to bring it into balance with supply. And we expect that supply long term to continue to trend lower until we can start rebuilding the cow herd, and that's going to take a lot of time. But at this time of year, traders are simply getting very nervous, needing to be fed supportive data on a weekly basis to see if the price action is working.
Right. With the cattle market, we shouldn't expect to see supplies too replenished for probably another 18 months or so.
I think that we will continue to see the cattle on feed reports show placements lower than the previous year for probably the next 12 to 18 months as we hold back heifers trying to rebuild the cow herd.
All right. And how are the hogs looking?
As we look at the hog market, we're seeing generally mixed. Overall, we've seen fairly supportive action in the deferred contracts following USDA's June 27th quarterly hogs and pigs report that showed fewer lightweight hogs than what the trade was expecting, indicating that the PD virus has done more damage in the spring to the pig herd than what was anticipated. Nearby, though, we had a few more hogs than what was expected, and so we slowed down the price action there. We're still trending higher, but we slowed down the gains, and the cash market still continuing higher. We've been higher now for about the last month. Since late May, actually, that the cash index has been higher each day. So we are trending higher. But overall, this trade sees more bullish days ahead as we really hit that hole in supplies as we go into late summer and into the fall.
I'm sure everyone is ready to see the end of the PED virus.
We are, and we had hopes that when the first vaccine was given conditional approval that maybe we would see some more support. We saw a lot of talk about it for about a week's time. We indicated at the time that it wasn't the silver bullet that we were looking for to eradicate the disease, but another tool in battling the disease. And I think we were all hoping that by now we'd have more of a silver bullet approach, that we could just be done with this disease rather than a tool to try to prevent repeat occurrences.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. Even when school's not in session, FFA students are still busy. Sarah Bergen of the Hillsboro FFA chapter was in the station to discuss what her chapter's been up to over the summer months.
Well, a lot of our state convention experiences were in the Prairie Capital Convention Center, and we're listening to a lot of sessions, and a lot of people are getting awards, and this year was a really big year for awards for Hillsboro. We got bronze in the co-op, and also silver in heritage that's presented by the Farm Bureau. Our chapter scrapbook, made by myself, being the chapter reporter from last year, and Caitlin Huber, who was our historian, we got in the top 16 of the state, so that was a gold rating. We had two state degrees from Hillsboro. That was myself, Sarah Bergen, and Heather Wood. That's the highest honor that the Illinois FFA can bestow upon anybody, and we had to learn all about our SAE and earn at least $1,500 or invest $750 in our SAE. So it's a lot of hard work, and I'm really glad that I made it that far. And I hope that we have lots more in our years to come that will earn their state degree, because it's a really great honor. We had a top five chapter president and section reporter. That was Gabe Osborne. We had a top five section president. That was Tommy Justison. And myself, I was a top 10 chapter reporter in the whole entire state. So that was pretty cool. Later in the week, we went to a leadership luncheon where Dylan Murray was bestowed a WLC scholarship by the Illinois Alumni Association. And then we took a chapter exhibit like we do every year. This year's theme was Planting Your Potential. And our chapter exhibit that some of mainly our freshmen worked on, that was how they got their ticket to state convention, is they got to work with the exhibit. We got third place in the state of Illinois, so that was really cool. And then further on of what we did that week, we didn't just have business sessions day in and day out. We went to the Illinois Association dance, and then we also went bowling with fellow Section 19 chapters Ramsey and St. Elmo. And our biggest excitement of the week, Tommy Justison, on the last day of state convention, was elected to serve as the State Association 2014-15 Vice President. He will take a year out of his life to devote it to service in our great organization. So that is really, really exciting, and we're pumped that he's going to be a state officer this year. We're not going to see him very much, but he's doing greater things.
Sounds amazing. It sounds like you guys had quite a great convention, got a lot accomplished. And when talking about your state degree, you mentioned SAEs. For those who don't know, can you go over what an SAE is and what yours was?
My SAE, I actually had several project areas. Your SAE is a required record-keeping project that you have being in an ag class and through FFA. It really teaches you hard work and dedication and sticking to something for 3 to 4 years. My biggest awesome project was my popcorn project. I never actually did very well in it, but it was the fact that I stuck to it and worked really hard with it. So I grew popcorn. I did small animal care, and I worked for an event company during the summer. So that's where I earned a lot of my money, since my popcorn project didn't go so well. But it was really a fun experience, and it's something that every FFA member does, and I think it's a very rewarding experience.
Well, congratulations on getting your state degree, and that's not all the Hillsboro FFA students are doing with their summer.
Next week, we haven't exactly set a date, but usually we go on a most active club trip. We're kind of working with everybody's schedule right now, but we hope to be going to Chicago to be touring Chicago Ag Science, and it's a trip to reward the members for doing the great work that we do through FFA and for being really dedicated throughout the year. So you earn points by doing things, and by earning points, you get a spot on this trip, and we'll be going to Chicago, hopefully here soon. Hopefully it doesn't get postponed any much longer, but we're pretty excited to be going to Chicago rather soon. So,
what are you hoping to get to do while you're there?
My biggest excitement is going to the Chicago Ag Science High School. It's a high school dedicated to practically only agriculture classes and things. They make their core classes a part of agriculture. And it was has always been a dream of mine to either see this place or go there one day. Or I've always thought it was really cool. And I have several friends that go to that school, so it'd be pretty cool to be up where they live and see how they learn about agriculture in such a not a rural area.
Again, that was Sarah Bergen of the Hillsboro FFA chapter. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.